My brain was screaming with questions, and I just threw one out. They already searched the Indian burial ground last Saturday. Nobody saw anything. How could all those searchers have missed a dead body in the middle of a clearing? She did that thing where she shut her eyes, took in a deep breath, and let it out. She said, "The dead didn't want to be seen. They can do that. Hide until they get what they want." I wanted to say, "This is bull. The dead don't play hide and seek, and you're insane." She spoke up before I had the chance. "Be very careful about your actions. A person's liberty is at stake here." Beau's liberty. I stared back and tried to think of ways she might be playing with me. She was definitely covering herself with that, "I rarely say anything is definite fact." It made me mad because I figured she was BSing me. But how could she make up those rocks or that clearing that I knew so well? I wanted to ask her where Creed got the gun, but every time she had opened her mouth, it just got worse and worse. I didn't want to hear any more. I handed back the almost full beer bottle to Isabella. "Thanks for your time." "Oh, God, I'm sorry." She came barreling down the stairs behind me and Allie. "I should have told her not to startle you. Discretion is not her strong suit. That's why she's not in business. Like, who would invest in her?" I stalked off toward the street with Allie following me and Isabella apologizing behind us. Isabella finally went back in her house to party some more and forget this whole schmear, I guessed. That girl was too weird for me, Allie. And the aunt? You want to know what I think? Here's what I think. I think Creed was a very, very impressionable person. If she said she saw death in the woods, she could have put the idea in his stressed-out head. He might never have done it, except for her big mouth. Psychic my ass. I think she should be arrested. "It's not her fault that Chris was messed up," Allie said quietly. But I wasn't in the mood to be sweet. "And that girl? Oh my God, let's just get laid with a sheltered kid because we're bored or something."
"The girl is messed up, that's all. But she's no more messed up than Chris was. She's just cooler about it."
I glanced at her, irritated, wondering how she could make the girl so fast and so sure. I guessed that, somehow, going through family junk can have its flip side, like it can make you more insightful, and more generous, maybe. Allie was making me feel guilty on top of my heart attack.
"Are you going to go look in the woods?" she asked.
I realized that was the answer. "No, I'm not. Not tonight, not tomorrow, not 10 years from now. If I ever get the chance, I will tell Mrs. Creed, and she can haul her sorry ass in there and look. I'll never go in the woods alone again." Allie nodded and just walked along beside me like she didn't want to tangle with my foul mood. That was a good idea, because she would have lost.